Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, good evening on the Saturday, last Saturday of May the 28th, 2016. Welcome to our last edition, week 17 edition of Upper Echelon, Hills of Legend Show. I am your host, Hills the Best, and we are in week 17, as I stated before. Thick of the playoff race, it is heating up, it is hot in her, as Nelly would like to say in his classic song. Back in the early 2000s, that's nor here nor there. And I am excited, ready to dive into the show for you, and hopefully you will enjoy it and you have enjoyed your day thus far. I'm pretty sure you have enjoyed your day, your Memorial Day weekend, because I checked the league schedule and there's only one game in play. So obviously a lot of people are not, because no times has been posted. Let's not be lax. We have been very, very weak in that area, including the committee. A lot of the committee members has been slacking their efforts as well. Some has explained their reasons. Some has just been doing what they do, and we have to continue on being good leaders as well. And the ones that's been the lead for a few seasons, get your act together and get these games played. It is quite shameful how things have transpired throughout these past 2 days. But with that being said, let's not damper down on the teams that have played the postseason out of 12 spots. Five of them have been locked in. We have 10-0 via fourth win. They're the only team in the NFC that has actually clinched the playoff spot. That's how tight the NFC is. Only one team has clinched the playoff spot. Now, in the AFC side of things, four teams have actually clinched a playoff spot. Three of them have clinched their division, and via another fourth win, all four of the division winners will be clinched. The Tennessee Titans, yours truly, will be the number one seed in the AFC. The New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs are vying for that two seed, first round five. Patriots and Chiefs are both in the playoffs, and the Baltimore Ravens and won their division, AFC North, as well. So, it's only two positions left in the AFC. Let's go to that one first, because it is less congestion in the AFC playoff race. We have the Cleveland Browns, who is currently sitting at the first wild card position at 9-6 with 9 AFC wins. The Miami Dolphins are currently 9-6, while the Indianapolis Colts, who are 8-7, only have 7 AFC wins. By my calculation, I don't know how math will work. I know man has his ways. But from my calculation, the playoffs are already set for the AFC. It's just going to be a determination of who's going to be the 5th and who's going to be the 6th. Cleveland Browns play the Green Bay Packers. Both teams meet. Green Bay Packers need to win that game to secure a playoff spot. They lose, they're probably out of the postseason. And the Miami Dolphins are playing the Houston Texans team that is playing for pride. They're 3-12. Another dismal season for the Texans. They kind of fell back after having a real good season last week. So that's what they played last week. Indianapolis Colts played the Seattle Seahawks. Trap. He needs to win this game, or he might miss the playoffs, because that's how tight the NFC is. We will get to them in a second. But my calculation is, to go back to my original statement, Colts don't have a chance to get in the postseason, and this is why. The Dolphins are currently behind the Cleveland Browns in seeding. That lets me know the Colts have no chance to catch them. The Colts can win in week 17 and be 9-7. Browns and Dolphins hypothetically can both lose the game. Dolphins beat the Colts head on, so that's a tiebreaker. So the Dolphins automatically is over the Colts. If the Colts cannot jump the Dolphins, there's no way the Dolphins can jump the Browns if they have the same record, because the Browns currently have more AFC wins than them. They are 9-3. And if the Dolphins lose, they will be 8-4, and they couldn't jump them. Now, I think the Colts' only chance, smidge of a chance of getting in, is the Dolphins win, Browns lose, and they win. But they never played each other head-to-head. The Browns will have a two-game AFC conference win over them. They'd be 9-3 compared to the Indianapolis Colts 7-5. Since they have no head-to-head matchups, the only thing they can go on is the conference record. And the Cleveland Browns have more conference wins than the Indianapolis Colts. So by my calculations, like I said, the Browns are tied for the second most wins in the conference. They look like they will get a wild card spot no matter if they win or lose week 17. So it looks like the Colts will be on the outside looking in for the first time in about 4 or 5 seasons. Coach Sifu had a rough season this year with the Indianapolis Colts. Now to the thick of things, the NFC, and it is a mess over there in the NFC. A lot of teams are still buying for playoff positions. A lot of teams are in big matchups here in week 17. The game of the week, the biggest game for the NFC East will be the Giants and the Eagles. They will be playing each other for the right to be called the NFC East champs. And the loser of that game will not make the postseason. For the Eagles will be 10-6 if they lose. And if the Giants lose, they'll be 10-5. And in the NFC, you need at least 11 wins to secure your playoff spot. That's the way it's looking. So the loser of that game more than likely is out of the playoffs. So the game of the week in week 17, it has a lot of meaning behind it. It is for all the marbles. The Eagles are just coming off the NFC Championship run, NFC Championship game run last season, and now they're on the outside maybe looking in if they don't win this game. Good thing about it, though, I think the Eagles are at home. Yes, they are. We will be playing in the city of brotherly love, so they will have that behind them. Kudos to the Will. He only has 4 losses. He just has a tie on his resume, so he is really currently tied for the 3rd-best record in the NFC. But if he loses, he will put this up in a real bad bind because everyone else will have more wins than him, and that will hurt him at the end. But the Giants have turned their season around via adding Trey Waynes and Blake Keller and a lot of other acquisitions in the offseason. The Giants' defense is impeccable, and once again, offense still needs to catch up a little bit, but their defense is back to playing big blue football, and it has got them into a matchup, which I predicted them to win 2 days ago, a couple of days ago on my last show, and I will stick with my pick as my nephew Smooth. He is just a couple of days ago, before I seen the schedule, before the week 14 edition of Hills of Legend show, I predicted that the Giants will win the division only solely because the Eagles had such a brutal road to travel to get to the postseason. And I really do think that the last 2 games have took a lot out of him. He played KT. KT really, it was the only game besides maybe a Packers game for the second time around with the Saints that he was really, really into this game. And he just steamrolled the Eagles and just jumped on them early, and he took care of them. And then Smooth played the Green Bay Packers, the defending Super Bowl champ. That was a nip-and-tuck battle towards the end. Green Bay kind of pulled away towards the end. Smooth scored late to make the game look a little closer than it was, losing by 7. Those games mentally drained them. And I picked that in week 14. But that's not really the reason why I'm sticking with my pick. Just a few hours ago made me solidify knowing that Will win this game, no pun intended. When Smooth had a chance, Smooth is a guy that usually plays games late, but he's a flexible guy. He's always active. He's usually active and pretty decent with communication. And as we advance a little later than usual, due to the EA with the vaccination with a few games, we had to advance a little later than usual. And Smooth asked Will, did he want to run it? And Will was already up in the chat. And before Will could even respond, Smooth said, never mind, I'm just not in the mood. This is just strictly Madden I'm talking about, nothing else. It just seemed like Smooth is mentally drained. He is trying to, as he is working a double shift today, he is physically going to be drained today, so he can play, and we're not asking him to do that. But mentally, Madden-wise, Madden mentality, he is finished. That mind state last night was, I'm not in the mood. And this is only, I'm speaking on Madden, not his personal life. But speaking Madden-wise, he's finished. He's mentally fatigued. That championship run was dramatic last season. He jumped out to a great division lead. He had to take one film loss that he shouldn't have no business taking, and it might come back to get him. And these last few games have just been brutal on him mentally. And Madden mentally-wise, he is physically Madden mentally, he's gone. He's finished. He's done. Stick a fork in him. He's finished. And I expect him to lose this game in a brutal fashion, maybe 27-14, but it won't even be that close. I just don't think he has nothing left in the tank to complete this season that should have been here. So we're going to go ahead and get away from that. But I think the Giants will win, and they will lock up a 3 seed in the NFC. Now let's take a look at other games in the NFC. Like I said, this is not in the chat if no one got the chance to see it, that this is actually the greatest week in UE history with so much scenario, so many games that mean so much, have so much meaning to it. It's excellent. These games are meaningful and it makes an excitement to the league. Sadly, it seems like it's going to be some straight stems or some forced wins to go along the way. That's what the sad part about all this is, because, like I said, we're getting closer to Saturday. We're in Saturday evening. We're getting to the nighttime. A lot of people might not have a chance to play. And we will be advancing tomorrow, Sunday. We will be advancing. I didn't put a cutoff time because I was trying to get this advance quickly. I don't want to see no more games. I'm not going to put a cutoff time getting your game scheduled, but we will be advancing tomorrow. If the last game has not kicked off at 9:30, we will advance. We will not hold up no game for Memorial Day weekend. No games will be held up. If you can't play, you're not going to be able to play, and I hate that we will have to be that way, but it's for the league, and it's not for individuals, so we're going to just go ahead and get into the Week 17 matchup. Patriots at Jets, I like the Patriots to lose this game, as a matter of fact. This is my upset of the week. The New York Jets will beat the New England Patriots. And this is the only reason why. I think Tristan is a guy that's on the verge. He's getting it. I think for Madden-wise, it took him a little while. He was a new guy, a new general manager, he was new to the football thing. He was a soccer guy. He had been dominating the FIFA league and all types of things, and he decides to come over to Madden, see if it can translate him being a good general manager, building teams up. And it took him a few seasons to get it under the way, a few frustrating seasons. But now it seems like the light bulb has flipped. The Jets have played pretty good football this season, had some forced wins. We all get them occasionally. I do not credit when you're active, you deserve wins. He's 7-8. He is so close to winning 8 games. That will be a milestone for him, and that could catapult him into the next season and actually putting him 8 wins into maybe more into an AFC East division that is becoming very, very tough to win and to get wins out of. I like the Jets in the Big Apple to defend their home stadium, MetLife Stadium. I like them to win this game 31-29 late. And I like the Jets to finish 8-8. Packers at Browns, another big matchup that we had mentioned. The Packers in a must-win situation. Currently in the playoff race, they are on the outside looking in. They need this win. They have to win this game to get in the postseason. They lose this game, it is going to be hard. Packers and Browns, I like the Packers on the road in a very close game. I like what the Browns have brought to this league. He's got a little bit to learn on the play calling with this defense. But as far as offensively, he's done a pretty good job of mixing it up. 70-30, he's been very fluctuant with his play call. So I like what he brings in. There's a lot of talent on the Cleveland Browns team. Now, the former owner, he did a good job in this past offseason of building a very, very talented Cleveland Browns team that will be problems in this postseason, and which I expect them to gain. And if everything goes by, according to what football tiebreakers are, the Browns are locked into the postseason. I expect them to lose this Week 17 matchup in the Dog Pound in a 37-25 type of game. Big game down in New Orleans, Mexico City, with just like every other team in the NFC, in a must-win scenario, must win this game or they don't make the postseason. Now, this has been an interesting rivalry. UPT was dominating this rivalry 3 or 4 seasons ago, sweeping the Saints, beating up the Saints, bullying the Saints. The Saints was not really tough enough to compete. The last few seasons, the Saints have kind of switched this rivalry around and actually taken control of it, won the first meet. And they have been jawing in the chat the past few weeks, anticipating the Week 17 matchup. UPT and the Saints, UPT and Wade, excuse me, this is a matchup that I would like to see as well. I got the Dabos winning this game. It's not my upset because attrition is more of an upset than UPT winning a game like this. And the only reason why I'm picking UPT is UPT is a type of guy. He's an old-school guy. He likes to take people with him. The old saying is, the drowning hates the drowned alone. Person always pull you down with them. The Diablos are not making the postseason, and they want to take their – what more can they salvage out of a season that's been disappointing when they finally moved on from Jameis Winston and him and UPT in that ugly, ugly relationship, that how it ended. They finally took a breath of fresh air. No better feeling would it be to catapult them into a winning season next year, into the offseason, is beating their arch rival, their arch nemesis, Wade, in the Saints, in New Orleans, where UPT is originally from. This has Hollywood written all over. I like UPT in a shootout, 45-40 in New Orleans. Let's continue on. Colts, Seahawks, big matchup. Seafood needs to win this game and just hope that Matt and if the Browns lose, hopefully they'll let them slip into the postseason. That's his only bet, that Madden would just somehow give them the opportunity to win. But other than that, I don't see them getting into the postseason. Seahawks, I've been repeating myself, sound like a dead horse, needs to win this game. NFC will die. You need to win your game if you're in the NFC to give yourself a chance to get in the postseason. I like Seattle, the six-man, Legion of Boom. Had an emotional win in Week 17, come behind against Arizona Cardinals, and a candidate for Game of the Year. I like them in this matchup again. I like them in a matchup of another close game, 28-27, and they'll win another close game and giving themselves a chance to win in postseason. Chiefs and Raiders. Chiefs need to win this game to get hopefully a first-round bye. I like them big in this game, 45-14 over the Raiders. The Raiders are a bad franchise. They are in Los Angeles. The only thing that's good for them is the weather. But other than that, they are not playing good football. And we have a caller. Let's go ahead and take a caller real quickly as we check into the last game. And caller, what is your name?
What's good, fellas? This is Ed Will.
My boy Ed Will, what's going on, man?
Maintaining. What's happening with you?
What's going on, man? It's me solo on the episode, man. I'm glad you were calling on the show. You are one of the guys that's going to be playing in the game of the week. What are you expecting from the matchup when you play Smooth? And have y'all set a time for tomorrow for the game of the week?
Well, we haven't set a time. All I know is he told me it was going to be Sunday. But as far as what I'm expecting, effective. I'm expecting an all-out dog fight. He going to bring his best game. I'm going to try and bring my best game, you know. I got a different playbook I done changed to. You know, I just changed some, put some new plays in this playbook. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Giants, a lot of people have undervalued. Y'all kind of flew under the radar this season with, you know, KT going undefeated once again and doing what he's been doing. You're kind of following the radar in the NFC. But the Giants have actually only lost 4 games this season, had 1 tie with the Diablos, which turned into a new rivalry in upper echelon. But since that tie, you haven't lost a game. And you hadn't lost a game until week 6. That's the last time you actually officially lost a game. And a lot of people are not aware of that. Tell the listeners why the New York Giants are not just a threat to win this game, but the threat to make some real noise.
If I have to, I mean, I would actually have to say, you know, I give my praises to my offensive line, my newly right tackle that I have. He's actually been helping for me. My running game has stepped up tremendously. And what it's doing is opening up the play action for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my wide receivers are definitely doing their part.
And I see that as a lot of people, as the last game, Wilson about got the 100-yard mark. He was averaging almost 6 yards to carry. If you know your math in football, 6 yards to carry is excellent. The amount of yards that you would need to get that first down, so that's great. And we've seen that your receivers did what they do. But what I was stating before you got on the show is, what's been your calling card since I've known you, and what's your calling card with these Giants is defense. And your defense has been back to what they've normally been in this league. Just tell me how important that your defense has, because it's resurrected into being one of the top 10 defenses again. Matter of fact, it's number 1 overall in the league in total defense.
Well, what I have to contribute on that part is, being that I made a trade with the Tennessee Titans, you know, I got a cornerback and a right tackle from them. What it is being that I got the cornerback, I won't say to my standards he haven't did what he's supposed to, but he's actually playing the way he's supposed to, you know. I just feel that he can play better, which is Trey Wayne, if you guys don't know who I'm talking about. I feel he can play better, but maybe it's me, the way I'm using him. Maybe that's what it is. But for the overall part, you know, I'm not getting gashed for all the big rushing yards anymore. I have to contribute my D-line. I have to contribute my D-line. Because it's making my cornerbacks and my safety's job much easier.
Yeah, I agree. Because if anyone, which I don't know, a lot of people take a look at stats, but my stat guy pulled it up. The Giants are number 1 in defense, total defense. The number 1 against the pass. You're number 4 against the run. You give up the fewest amount of points. You're top 4 in sacks. You're actually 4th overall in sacks. You force the most fumbles in the league. You have actually done pretty much everything. Your interception is not maybe as high as you would like it. But in every other set, statistical category, you are dominating. The Giants are playing physical football to the point where a lot of people, like I said, did not understand that you haven't lost a game in over 10 weeks. Luke Kuechly, how important has he been this season? I've seen that he wrote in the paper that he feels like he's playing the best football of his life right now this season.
Oh, man. Listen, man. I give all praises to that man right there. That's the general right there. He gets the team going. Once he has a good game, everybody else just falls in line. When he have a bad game, everybody else try to pick up the pieces, you know, and keep us aboard. But he's the general right there. He gets the party started.
Yeah, I agree.
I had one person DJM tell me that he was actually played out. You know, he was washed up. I really don't agree with that. You know, his interceptions haven't been what it's been in the last, you know, the first couple of years, because now everybody knows, you know, that I'm definitely going to play with him whenever I have a chance, and he's definitely going to be lurking, you know. So his interceptions have gone down, which I don't mind. You understand? Long as we come out with the W, that's all that matters. It's a team thing. We're actually playing team football.
I agree. The Giants are a team that I think can make I know, Will, you're one of those guys that don't do the rah-rah and beating on your chest as myself and KT and the Prez and maybe Austin of the world. You don't do all that talking. But the Giants are a team that I think a lot of people that had slept on, because you had a season which last year you were just dealing with a lot of off-field issues that you were just dealing with. You know, had a lot of things going on. And now that you're back playing actually your game, the Giants is playing good football, and you got the pieces in place. Blake Keller is the right tackle that you're talking about. He is an excellent football player. He really opens up run games, and what you said about him was true. Will, we got about another minute or two left on the show. Just tell everyone what to expect from the Giants in Week 17 and hopefully in the postseason when you win tomorrow.
Well, what I expect for Week 17, the first time me and Smooth actually met up, I seen things going south for me. So I actually, you know, stopped playing. I just went on ahead and ran out the clock, you know, let him do whatever he has to do. But I can pretty much guarantee that part right there will not happen Week 17. I mean, I'm going to keep my foot on the gas as long as I can. You understand? I'm going to try and make every possession count. If it has to be a field goal, so be it. But we're trying to score every possession, and we're trying to definitely limit his possession.
I agree. Now, postseason, any hopes for the Giants? Just get in the dance, and hopefully everything go your way. Is that the motto right now?
Right now, I would have to say everything is going to rely on my running game and my quarterback. The wide receivers are going to do what they're supposed to do, but the two key factors is my running back and my quarterback. If they're on point and they're having their game, this can be a blowout.
Appreciate you calling the show, man. You've always been a staple. Always been a good host, and I've been a good guest. Like I said, hopefully we'll find out a time soon from you and Smooth, but I know the game will get played. Good luck to you tomorrow, man, and glad to have you back active in the league, Will, and in the chat as well. And like I said, good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. You have a good one, too. I know you're going to do your thing.
All right, bro. Yeah.
All right.
And that was the owner of the New York Football Giants, Mr. Ill Will. And we're running out of show. I'd like to thank him for calling in and to giving us a wonderful interview and insight of his mind state game plan that will be on display for tomorrow's game of the week. Get your games played. Get your games scheduled. We will keep you posted with the off-season schedule as well as week Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your loved ones. And mainly, get your games played. It's all about the UE. I'm out. Thank you.